From Philadelphia, it's Torah Talk. Hello everyone, I'm Michael Karasik, and this week we are reading Parshat Pikudei, separate from Vayakhel this year. Next year they're together again, but it means we're finishing the book of Exodus, starting at chapter 38, verse 21, and reading to the end of chapter 40. And what we're going to look at this year is Exodus 39, the high priest's outfit. Starting with verse 2, the ephod was made of gold, blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and fine twisted linen. They hammered out sheets of gold and cut threads to be worked into designs among the blue, the purple, and the crimson yarns, and the fine linen. They made for it attaching shoulder pieces. They were attached at its two ends. The decorated band that was upon it was made like it, of one piece with it, of gold, blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and fine twisted linen, as the Lord had commanded Moses. They bordered the lazuli stones with frames of gold, engraved with seal engravings of the names of the sons of Israel. They were set on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as stones of remembrance for the Israelites, as the Lord had commanded Moses. The breastpiece was made in the style of the ephod, of gold, blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and fine twisted linen. And I have to say that if you are interested in ancient Israelite ritual and religion, if you are a costume designer, if you are artistic at all, this chapter is full of details that may have gotten you very interested. But what got me interested for today's podcast, because I'm the current kind of person that I am, is the hof'al participle of Shin, Zion, Resh. So if you don't know anything about Biblical Hebrew grammar, you don't have to. But this is the word describing the linen, which is twisted. It's spun together as threads, I guess is what that means. This is a word, moshzar, that occurs only in Exodus chapters 26 through 39 with regard to the tabernacle, always with linen, except for Exodus 39:24. And we'll come back to that in a moment, but first a reminder that it is not just the outfit of the high priest that is made out of fine twisted linen, but the tabernacle itself. Have a look with me at Exodus 26, verse 1. As for the tabernacle, God giving the instructions to Moses right at the beginning of this whole tabernacle setup, the second chapter of Parshat Terumah. As for the tabernacle, make it of 10 strips of cloth. Make these of fine twisted linen, shesh moshzar, of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, with the design of cherubim worked into them. We talked about that last week. It's something that I think most of us don't ordinarily remember about the tabernacle. The length of each cloth shall be 28 cubits and so forth, but the point is the cloth of the tabernacle itself. The tabernacle is a tent, don't forget. And that tent is to be made of fine twisted linen and of the blue, purple, and crimson yarns, twisted linen, shesh, moshzar, just as we read a number of times in chapter 39 about the high priest's uniform. Well, as I said, this is a hof'al participle. That means it's passive, not twisting, but twisted, of a root, shin, zion, resh. According to the Dictionary of Classical Hebrew, it occurs 21 times in the Bible, all of them in chapters 26 through 39 of Exodus, and once in the Dead Sea Scrolls, in the War Scroll. I'm presuming it's also describing a priestly garment there, but I did not honestly go to check. And what is it that is twisted in these tabernacle chapters? It is always shesh. Some of you know that shesh is the Hebrew word for six, but it's also a word for linen. And Moshe Zar always occurs modifying shesh, except for Exodus 39:24. If you look at Exodus 39:24, what you find in the Hebrew text of Biblia Hebraica Stuttgart Encia, the scholarly Bible, has a little note in front of Moshe Zar that says a few manuscripts and the Samaritan Torah and the Greek translation and the Syriac translation and the Vulgate translation all have shesh Moshe Zar there. And the word preceding it is scarlet, the blue, purple, and scarlet thread, right? Scarlet is shani, shin nun yud, and it could be that shesh dropped out there by a scribal accident. But the Talmud has other things to say about that, as we'll find out in a moment. First, let's hear from Nachum Sarna in his comment to Exodus 26:1. Twisted, says Sarna, is Hebrew Moshe Zar, a technical term found only in connection with the linen of the tabernacle. It is most likely related to the Arabic stem shazara, meaning to twist cord. Twisting is the all-important operation in spinning thread, he means, of course. Hence, the lowest layer of the tabernacle is to be made of a fine grade of linen that is woven of ply yarns. According to Talmudic sources, the yarns of linen were to consist of six strands of multicolored threads. And he points you to Yoma 71b in the Babylonian Talmud. I have a little bit of the Koren translation of that page on the handout for you. With regard to those items of the priestly vestments about which it is stated they must be made with linen, shesh, their threads are spun sixfold, as suggested by the use of the term shesh, which also means six. Five mentions of the word linen are written, four times as shesh, and an additional instance of bad. Bad is another word for linen. One is for the law itself, that they have to be made of linen. One teaches that the thread should be spun sixfold, because shesh there is interpreted as six. One says that the six strands should be spun together, that is, twisted together. One says this also applies to the other garments, even though the term shesh is not stated with regard to them. So the missing shesh in Exodus 39:24 is, according to the Talmud, supplied by one of the sheshes in a different place in this text. So that's a typical rabbinic kind of interpretation. But let's return now to the pshat of the language. William Propp says, like several other Hebrew terms for luxury items, shesh is a borrowing. It sounds a lot like shayish, which he translates as alabaster. Usually it's, nowadays at least, it's marble. Generally, chapters 25 through 31 and 35 through 40 call the linen shesh moshe zar, twisted linen, a phrase possibly favored for its assonance. It's not clear whether shesh moshe zar denotes a special type of linen or merely expresses the obvious. To make flax into threads, the strands must be finely twined. It's also possible that moshzar is a technique not of spinning, but of weaving. So once again, I'll tell you that grammatically it's quite easy to parse this word. It is a hofal, masculine singular participle of the root shin, zayin, resh, but that root shin, zayin, resh is not used anywhere else. You do find it in rabbinic literature that discusses these texts, of course, which means that it's in the Jastrow Dictionary of Hebrew and Aramaic in the classical rabbinic texts. And what Jastrow says, and I actually have his little paragraph on the second page of the handout for you to look at if you like, but what he says is that shazar is not the hofal of shin zayin resh, but really it is a shaf el of zur zayin vav resh. What is a shafel? We will come back to that, but zur is definitely a rabbinic word. Also in Jastrow's dictionary, he defines it as to go around, to turn away or be estranged, to deviate. So you can see that twisting might certainly be connected to a root like that. But what is a shafel? In fact, lots of Semitic languages do with a shin what Hebrew does with a hay. Instead of a hif'il and a hof'al, they have a verb formulation that takes a simple root and sticks a shin in front of it. There is an article discussing this in the Old Testament, an Old Testament journal that comes out of South Africa by a guy named C.J. Labuschagne. Original shaf-el forms in Biblical Hebrew. And he finds lots and lots of them. The Hebrew grammars don't think there are so many. But he says of our root, the verb shin zayin resh, sh-z-r, occurring in the hofal in the sense of twisted, is semantically to be connected with zur, to turn aside from. The causative, that's what a hefil slash hofal formulation of a verb, it's to cause someone to do a simpler verb. The causative expresses the idea of causing to turn sideways, i.e. to twist. In this case, the hofal preserves the original causative force. The Arabic cognate is shazara, to twist the cord from left to right, I guess it means, of which the original root is zara, to incline or to turn aside. Whether he's right about all the multiple examples in his article is questionable, but it's certainly true that you can stick other unexpected letters onto a Semitic root and change the meaning of the root. You certainly can do it with a nun to get a nifal of the verb, with a hey to get a hefil or hofal of the verb, with a hey and a taf to get a hit pael, as in seder or order, lesader, to arrange, lehistader, to arrange things for yourself. Those are all modern Hebrew. And you can attach a shin to the roots as well, and we know it from Biblical Hebrew because there is one root that has a shin and a taf in it. That is the incredibly strange but incredibly common word lehishtachavot, to bow down or prostrate oneself or to worship. Mishtachavim. The shin and the T sound in that word are not part of the root. They are part of what the verbal system is doing to a root that's not used in any other form, I don't think, that particular one, in order to make you bow down and worship God. Back to our word Moshzar, if Jastrow and Labuschagne are right that it comes from Zur, well, there is a Zur, Zion, Vav, Resh, in Biblical Hebrew, apparently more than one of them, but the one that means to turn aside, or really to depart, occurs five times in the Bible, according to the Dictionary of Classical Hebrew. You would certainly think, by you I mean me, I would certainly think that a root zur, meaning to depart, should somehow be related to the root sur, samach vav resh, meaning to turn aside or to go off the path, which also does occur not only in the Kal, but in the Hefiel, to remove someone from the correct path, to make them turn aside. And that occurs more than 300 times in the Bible. I have not been able to find anything about a Z sound and an S sound in Semitic languages interchanging with each other, certainly not a Samach and a Zion, but it seems very logical, and it seems that this twisted word used for clothing and for costume making and for tailoring is related to twisting on a human scale, and in a way that one might even consider metaphorical. The tabernacle and the priests involve lots of things, like mixed linen and wool, and images of beings that you're not supposed to do outside the tabernacle. I think it's a little bit fanciful to say that using twisted linen that has been removed from the straight path, is another of those things that the priests can do that the rest of us can't. But maybe I'm wrong. I'll be back with you next week to begin the book of Leviticus with Parshat Vayikra. Until then, this is Michael Karasik saying, thank you for listening.